Oh my, are we already in the second week? Or should I say, just in the second week? It just made me realize we're not even halfway there yet. Such a long way to go. I honestly don't know how you do it. I guess my help is proving really effective, huh? If you're still playing. Oh, I'm so helpful. Talking about help. Today I'm going to help you just like I helped a friend. Sit back, listen to her story, and feel free to touch yourself if that urge pops up. This one is actually best listened to right before going to sleep. But if you're not in that situation, any other moment where you can close your eyes and relax might do almost as well. Where was I? Oh, yes, the story. A while ago, one of my prudish friends, well, she got curious, and she listened to one of my audios for the first time. Good for her. She has a whole new world yet to explore, right? And in her wanderings, she bumped into a tease and denial. And she tried to etch for the first time. And this is what she told me. She told me, well, I mean, she's not a good boy like you. She hasn't trained for this sort of thing. But she said it was difficult for her to get to an edge. As soon as she'd get close, she said she'd simply lose control and squirt everywhere. What a sight that must have been. In her attempts, she even got to the point that she stopped touching herself a little too late. She said she squirmed and she whimpered, moaned, writhing on the bed. She was so desperate, she said she needed to use both of her hands to rub that needy little pussy, milking out all the pleasure she could from it. But all she got was sexual frustration. She just experienced her first ruined orgasm on accident. But she said that after a while, she got it. Took practice, right? You've been training. And she enjoyed the process of learning, of experimenting with her body, of training, of loving on herself. Learning how to build pleasure. She listened to the denial audios and just, you know, transmuted it into something for a woman. She learned how to take her time, to tease herself slowly. Remember that part of the audio where you grind against the bed? She said that was the best one. She learned how to finally reach an edge. But she said, as she edged that needy pussy over and over again, she started having some issues. That arousal, it started to consume her body. She started having problems sleeping. That made me think of you, of course, and your current challenge, dilemma, experiment. But she was so devoted to experiencing, to experimenting with tease and denial. She had a hard time mastering the edging. She forbid herself to take the easy way out and come. So there she was, denying herself, building her pleasure like a good girl, tossing and turning in her sheets. Can you see that? A needy, excited, turned on woman, maybe naked, tossing and turning in her sheets, wanting to come so badly. And instead of trying to sleep, that naughty kitten, she kept edging herself in the hopes that she'd pass out eventually. From prude to beautiful little slut. So that's the point that she called me, telling me that even after making herself come, because she finally did give in, she was still so aroused in her bed that she can't sleep. She felt so ashamed. Remember I said no dying, no shame? Well, she was ashamed, naughty kitten, and didn't allow herself to tell anyone but me. She was desperate, in need of my help. knowing what I do, she thought I could help. She said normally she'd have the tidiest room, but now her bed was such a mess. We video called and I could see she'd been edging all night. Luckily for her, I have experience with subs that take it a little too far. So I picked up my ASMR tools to reset that brain of hers and calm down her nervous system. You think we should do that today, huh? Maybe you've been having a hard time sleeping as well, my baby boy. By now, all that arousal's rushing through your body, huh? Maybe you need to just calm down that slutty little mind. That mind that misses its porn and just wants to indulge. Are you going through withdrawals? Maybe, just maybe, I have perfected a craft by now. Maybe I brought some tools to help. Well, first of all, if you were stroking, you have to stop. I know. Might be hard to let go of that. Beautiful cock. After such a naughty story. After envisioning my beautiful friend tossing and turning. Just wanting to be satisfied. But to fully relax. To make you drift off into a dream world. It is advisable to leave those hands by your side. You can stick them under your ass if you need to. Or behind your head. I want to make sure to leave you fully recharged for what is yet to come, because we both know you're going to need it. And I want you to try to forget that you're in denial. Forget tease, forget November. As you lie or sit in that comfortable position, hands not touching, mind not thinking about my naked friend. Now I can sense in you how much this arousal is bringing you pleasure and pressure. So let's try to take away the focus from that throbbing cock and those deliciously swollen blue balls. Breathe in and out. In and out. Let me tell you about ASMR. Are you lying comfortably? Relax. Melt pet. That's right. Excellent. Now we can go to the next step. Make sure your eyes are closed. Allow your body to breathe in and out at a normal pace. No need to force it. Good boy. ASMR is short for autonomous sensory meridian response. And in practice, let's focus on sounds that make you tingle. That's right. Might feel a little bit strange at first, but you just stay quiet. Try to surrender to this moment with me in your ears. Your body. So heavy, so tired, such a challenging week. I'm going to make some sounds, and I want you to focus on them. Whatever effect it may have on you, just let it happen. Good boy. It might be hard to focus at first. Maybe your mind will drift. Fantasies will pop up. That's right. Just relax. Gently. Gently bring your mind back to just my voice. Just this moment, my breathing, and how heavy, how relaxed you feel. That's right. Some different sound effects. Does that feel good? Can you feel the tingle? Curious. Kill the cat. Bratty boy. Listen to that. Can I give you tingles? Relax into those good feelings. I can see. Oh, it's your cock cut hard again. So how about instead of sleeping, we increase the intensity a little bit. See if we can make it so that sexual arousal no longer gets your attention. Stops having a hold on you. Still relaxed, all tingly, ready to go to sleep, you little brat, huh? How about we think about you and what you want, and let's switch to something very natural. Take a deep breath and listen to me. Oh. lungs. Yes. Don't come. Don't come. We could. Don't come. Maybe we should try something experimental. I know a good noise that always helps me get to sleep. No touchy baby boy, little brat. Oh, we're almost there. Don't come. Don't come. Shh, 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 shh. Oh. Focus on the sound they're making. Oh, just let it bust you to sleep. Look. Don't come. Shh, 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 shh. Don't come. Bust you to sleep. Vibrate you to sleepy land. Is that what ASMR means? This tingle. I feel so relaxed, baby boy. Me too. My eyes are so heavy that I can hardly stay awake. Always amazes me how well ASMR works. I don't understand why it doesn't help for that friend, the one I told you about. Maybe next time it'll help her. Last time she had the nerve to tell me that my ASMR made her need to edge even worse than before. So odd, isn't it? It's so relaxing. Good night. Mm-hmm.